It is Friday, January 17th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We are pleased to have in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And this is one of those I'm so excited days.
Why are you so excited?
Because I got to talk to two people who are really the legacy of history, and it's very exciting. It all has to do with a program that is on Thursday at UAFS in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. It's called Unsung Heroes, and one of the presentations is by Crystal Mercer, who is a performance artist from Little Rock. Her dad was Christopher Columbus Mercer, who was an advisor to the Little Rock Nine.
Mm-hmm.
And the presentation that she's going to give is a play called One Ninth, which was written by Spirit Tricky, who is Minnie Jean Brown's daughter.
Right.
That's a legacy of history.
And this will be at University of Arkansas Fort Smith.
It's in the Reynolds Room at the Smith Pendergraph Campus Center. And it also includes a student-led panel speaking on finding your voice in the arts and the presentation of the Unsung Hero Award given by the American Democracy Project at UAFS. It's really interesting how these two girls didn't grow up together, but how intertwined their lives are. Crystal Mercer came along when her dad was 59.
Oh, my.
So he had seven grown children, remarried, and then there's her and her younger brother. And so she didn't hear a lot about this. They went to things at Central High School, and she knew that was important, but she never really talked to her dad about it till she was a young teenager.
Yeah, the monument and the entire display wasn't up at that point.
Right, and then she started volunteering at the park, the Central High School Historic Park, and came home and said, can we talk now?
A little bit more information, please.
And Spirit Tricky, of course, she grew up in Canada and was in civil rights marches when she was five. But she didn't know who her mom was. It was her mom. And then she found out it was her mom.
Right, right.
So it's really interesting how they've come together and also how the coincidences happen, because Crystal Mercer lives in what was the Brown home.
Oh.
In Little Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So that's fun. It's going to be a really interesting program and a chance to really reflect on. There's a great quote. Crystal Mercer says, "People think we're so much better. We're so removed. At times I feel hopeless and then I feel hopeful. Just in a few days, I've gotten about 12 or 13 calls about participating in Black History Month programs. I'm going to write a play about it. I'm only black in February. I'm black every month of the year. It's a great privilege and a great burden to be black."
And when is this again?
This is at 10 a.m. on Thursday at UAFS. It is, of course, free, and there are many other events going on, both in the River Valley and in Northwest Arkansas, honoring Dr. King. Also coming up, a much less serious subject, Railroad Earth is going to be at George's.
When is this?
This is happening at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. This is not a band I know, but I'm betting you do because you know all that.
I know of them, yes.
According to Kevin Kinder, our music expert, they've done seven studio albums. They've been on the road for 12 years, and their new album is called, yes, I'm looking because I don't know, Last of the Outlaws. Showtime is 7 o'clock on Tuesday, and tickets are $20. And if you're looking for a chance to get outside this weekend, it is the Wonders of Winter Wildlife Program on Saturday at Hobbs State Park.
All sorts of free things you can do.
Oh, yeah. Things start at 9 o'clock and end with Lynn Scombedo of Morningstar Wildlife Rehabilitation Center with her raptors at 3. All of it free. Or you can take the 3 o'clock. What's my favorite thing this time of year?
The Eagle Cruise?
Eagle Cruise. Good job.
I've been listening.
Anyway, you can find out more at 789-5000.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.